Welcome to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange. Today's topic is WebSphere Application Server Repository Migration. Today's presenter is Kumaran Nathan. Kumaran has more than 8 years of WebSphere Application Server customer support and testing experience in multiple versions from version 5 to version 7. His areas of specialization include install, application management, and system management. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Kumaran.
Thanks, Joseph. This is Kumaran Nathan from the WebSphere Application Server team. Today, we are going to discuss about repository migration. This repository migration is not same like migration of one version to another version, like from version 6.1 to 7.0 or version 6.02 to 6.1 or 7.0. This is a repository migration is migrating your configuration from one system to another system. Let's move on to slide 2. So what we are going to see today, before we go in details of how we are going to migrate the configuration from one system to another system, we need to know of few tools which are available already. The tools are like backup config and restore tool, restore config tool. This is one of the powerful tools in WebSphere Application Server, and we are going to talk more about this in the coming slides. And there are alternative way of taking the backup of one configuration from a system. That's manage profile using manage profile dash backup config command and manage profile dash restore config command. We can backup and restore the configuration. And we are going to talk about that tool as well. And the most important thing is how you can modify the host name, node name, and cell name of your configuration. That is also one of the important things we should know before we migrate our configuration from one system to other system. And we are also going to talk about how we are going to migrate the Deployment Manager configuration repository. So this, like for example, you have some old system with a poor performance and you want to migrate your hardware and or you want to move the entire thing from one configuration, one system to another system, this presentation would be pretty much helpful for you. I mean, you should be able to migrate all instances from any OS to any OS and from any hardware to any hardware. And we are going to talk more about it in the future slides. And we are going to talk about today about the migrating Deployment Manager configuration and migrating node configuration and how to migrate all the instances, all configuration. You may have 10 nodes, you may have 15 Deployment Manager, how you can migrate all those instances. And also we are going to talk about migrating standalone profile. If you just have a base profile, how you can migrate the base profile from one system to another system. Let's move on to slide 3. So we are going to talk about backup config and restore config in the next slide. Let's move on to slide 4. Okay, backup config, restore config. The backup config is a utility which can backup your entire configurations from one system or on one configuration. So you run this backup profile. Before even we go into detail of backup config, let me just talk about the WebSphere configuration structure. In starting 5.1 onwards, we have a folder called config folder. If you go inside the installed root, and for 6.0.6.1, you'll have profile, profile name, config folder. The config folder is going to have all the information about your configuration. It's going to have the information about your application, going to have information about your resources, about your ports, host name, and all the information are going to be under the config folder. If you have a backup of a config folder from Deployment Manager, if anything happens to all your system, including all your nodes are crashed or all your Deployment Managers are corrupted, we should be able to backup your system. So that config folder is one of the key and very important folder in WebSphere Application Server. And the backup config, when you run this tool, it's going to back up that config folder, and it's going to back up the cell. There will be a folder called cell, there will be a folder called template, and a few other folders inside the config. So the backup config tool, when you run under, if you go to the bin folder, profile name bin folder, the tool is called backup config tool. You run the tool with minus no stop, or otherwise it will try to stop the servers running on the system before it takes the backup. And once you take a backup, it's going to collect it in a zip file, and by default it's going to put it in the same bin location. If you want to put it in any other location, you can pass the minus location parameter and put it in any other location. And if you want to, suppose before you do any major upgrade on your system, on your production or on your testing or on your development, I would encourage everyone to run this backup config so you will have a latest good configuration of your system. If anything happens after that, you can use the restore config tool to restore the configuration. All you need to do is just go to the same profile bin directory and say restore config and give the location of the backup file, zip file. Then it's going to restore your entire config folder into the profile name config directory. And I don't recommend giving a no stop here. I would advise you to stop all the servers before you do the restore config so that there won't be any corruption or some thing is already loaded in a runtime and you are overriding those files and it could cause some issue. So let's not have all the servers running when you run the restore config. And I have given like a couple of links here for the information center. So if you have more questions or if you want to know more about this tool, you can just go to the link. Let's move on to slide 5. Here we are going to talk about the manage profile, and it's very similar to backup config and backup, I mean restore config tool. Let's move on to slide 6. This backup config profile and restore profile is very similar to the backup config and restore config tool, but using the manage profile command, you can create a profile, you can delete a profile, you can list all the profiles on your system, and you can also do a backup profile. If you run a backup profile, it's going to backup your entire profile under your profile name directory. Everything, including your config directory, your applications, and your properties, and all other folders under the profiles will get backed up using the backup profile. So the syntax is manage profile, and you need to give dash backup profile, and the profile name, and the backup file name. If you pass this, it's going to take a backup of your entire profile. And the restore profile, it's very similar. It's going to restore your entire profile, and you have to pass the restore profile and the backup file name. But in that presentation, we are not going to talk much about the manage profile because we really don't need all the files under your installed apps or all the files under your other property files or any other folder. It also backs up your temp files and all those stuff, which is really not required for the repository migration. If you really want to do it, you can still do it using the manage profile, but I would recommend going with the backup config and restore config tool itself. Let's move on to slide 7. Rename node. So, as I said earlier, before even we talk about repository migration, moving the configuration from one system to other system, we should know about this backup config tool, restore config tool, and how we can rename the node, how we can rename the cell, how we can rename the host. So those three are very important things we should know before we migrate, because after we migrate from one system to other system, we may have to do all the steps. Let's move on to slide 8. Rename node. So there is a tool from starting version 6.1 available to rename the node. It's called rename node.bat or rename node.sh under the profile bin directory. If you run the command with minus help option, it's going to list out all the properties or all the attributes you can pass. So when you launch this tool, it stops all the servers, change your node configuration on Deployment Manager, and it synchronizes the nodes. So when you run this new rename node, you need to give the DManager host, DManager port, and the node name. And if you need more information, I have given the information on the Information Center link. You can read more about this rename node. But all it is going to do is it's going to rename your node name, actually. If you go to the profile name directory, config, cell name, underneath, you will have a folder called node, then node name. And the node name is created when you install the product. And there is no other way you can change the node name without the tool. And also, there is another alternative way. You can also modify the node names manually. I have given some instructions in the later slides. Probably we can talk a little bit about how we can modify. And I have also given a checklist, because the rename tool may not update all the files. So I would like you to go to all these files, the node.xml, server.xml, security.xml, deployment.xml. This is specifically to Deployment Manager node name. If you are modifying the Deployment Manager node name, just go to all these files, look for the node name, if it is modified properly or not. If it is not, then probably you may have to modify it manually. Because the deployment.xml file, is you won't see it for all the applications, but if you have any web services application, then it might have the node name in it, actually, even the host name. So I would just a sanity check, like just go to all these files and make sure it's all modified, even including the setup CMD line is one of the other important files, because that's going to have cell name and node name. If you don't modify it there, the server is not going to start. So if you have any issue after running the rename node command, you can go to all these files and look for the node name and see if it is modified there or not. It's pretty much same for the node as well, changing the node name. And maybe the cluster.xml file, I just included it over here so that it might have the node name. If it is not modified, you can modify that also manually. Let's move on to slide 9. Rename host. We see a lot of problems, a lot of PMRs with this question, how I can rename the host. Let's move on to slide 10. Rename host. There are a couple of options you can use to rename the host. You can, as I said, you can do it manually. I have a documentation. Probably I can provide the information in later slide. That is one way of modifying the host. And another way of modifying the host is using admin task change host name. And if you give interactive, it will give you all the options to modify the host. Or there is a new thing in version 7 called property file-based configuration. That is also admin task tool, actually. You can, this is WsAdmin, connect to WsAdmin, and then say admin task extract config property. So it's going to extract all your properties into a file, and you can go to the file and modify it, and then say validate config property. So it's going to validate that configuration file, and then you say apply config property. So it's going to modify all the changes in your current repository. Then save, it's going to be saved, actually. And there is another way also, admin config tool also you can use to modify it. That information are all in the information center, how you can modify. But even after you using any of these scripting tools, I would recommend you to go to these files individually, like server index.xml file, WsAdmin properties, and your server.xml files, and make sure it's all modified. And I have given some information like variables.xml, resource. It's kind of not mandatory, but it's nice to check those files as well to make sure the host name has been modified. Because this host name, not only for this repository migration, it will be helpful if you change your DNS, if you modify your IP address, or you're adding a new NIC card, or whatever it could be. So this tool or this information would be very much helpful for you to modify the host name in this peer application server configuration. Let's move on to slide 11. Rename cell. I don't have much to talk about rename cell, but let's see what we can talk in slide 12. Let's move on to slide 12. Yep. Rename cell, unfortunately, we don't have much tool to rename the cell. So the only option is to do it manually. So there are a couple of files, the cell.xml file and the folder, the cell name folder, you have to manually modify. And also the setup CMD line, .sh file under the profile bin and also outside the profile bin directory. You will have the setup CMD in two locations, one under the install root bin, one under profile bin directory, profile name bin directory. And you have, as I said, you can use the link I have provided in this presentation, and this will have information about modifying the host name, node name, cell name, server name, everything manually, how you can modify. The document might say it's applicable only for 6.0.6.1, but you can still use the document to modify all this for version 7 as well. Let's move on to slide 13. So we talked about how we can take a backup of a configuration from one system and how we can restore it on another system. And we talked about how we can modify a cell name, how we can modify a host name, how we can modify a node name. Now let's talk about how we can move the configuration from one system to another system. Let's move on to slide 14. These are the useful documents for the repository migration. Actually, you may not find all the information that we are going to discuss in the future slides, but you will find information like how you can change host name manually, node name, server name, and all those stuff. And we do have some sample script available in the developer's work. Using the sample Jekyll or Jython script, you can modify the host name, cell name, node name, and server name. Let's move on to slide 15. So this is one of the important steps. I hope everyone waiting for this slide. This is just a step to migrate the deployment manager only. So I have an old system as very bad performance. My deployment manager 6.1 or 7.0 running on the system. It's federated, 2 or 3 nodes are federated or 10 nodes are federated to the deployment manager. But all the nodes are fine. But I just want to move my deployment manager machine from one system, and I want to put the same configuration. I don't want to reinstall all, right? Just because you're moving a deployment manager, you do not want to scrap all the nodes, all your configuration, and start from the scratch. So you can make use of these steps to move your deployment manager configuration from one system to another system. Let's go through the steps. Step number one, on your old system or machine, run a backup config tool. As I said, it's going to back up your entire configuration, the config folder. That's most important folder. It's going to take a backup of your deployment manager configuration, all node configuration. It's also going to take the information about your application. So then move the backup jar file or a zip file from one system, from your old system to your new system, and keep it in a safe place. Then, do not do anything with your old deployment manager. Just let it be running until we finish all the steps. Step number two, go to your new system, install deployment manager, and upgrade to the same level. Suppose if your old system is running WebSphere Application Server 7.0.11, make sure you are upgrading, installing 7.0, and then upgrading the 7.0 to 7.0.11. And make sure it's the same version, and also you are installing it on the same install location. That's very important. Or otherwise, you have to modify manually a few other files as well. Suppose it's user install directory, make sure you are installing the same like user install directory. And when you install the deployment manager on a new system, make sure you provide the same node name and cell name like your old deployment manager. Or otherwise, you have to go back to the previous slides and find out how you can manually modify the host name and cell name, which you don't want to do it. So it's better to install the deployment manager with the same node name, same cell name and install it on the same location. If it is on the same operating system, that's better. If you have to install from one OS to other OS, like from X to Windows or whatever, then probably the locations you cannot have the same install location, then you may have to manually modify the variables.xml file to point to the new install location and profile group and all. So remember to modify the variables.xml file as well if you are moving from one OS to another OS. If you are moving from AX to AX or any other Unix to Unix, you will be fine. You can install it on the same install location. You just have to make sure you are installing the same node name, same cell name, and install it on same location. And once you install, then restore the backup jar or zip file using the restore config tool. So you moved already the zip or jar file from the old machine to a new machine, and just once you install it, just do a restore configuration. So you are going to get all the configuration from your old machine to your new machine. Once it is done, then open the serverindex.xml file, then modify the host name, because the host name on the new system is definitely going to be different than your old system. So you've got to manually modify, or you can use any of the tools we discussed about in the previous slide to modify your host name. Once the modifications are done on the deployment manager, so your new machine is ready now. I mean, at least from the deployment manager side, you have done whatever it's supposed to do. Now, step number three, you need to go to the node side, actually. Suppose if you have 10 nodes, then you got to take just one node first, node 1, and go to the node, stop all the JVM, remove all the temp files. This is all not mandatory, but I would recommend you to do all the steps. And take a backup of the config self folder alone. I mean, it's just for safer side. It's not going to harm anything. Or you can also run a backup config tool. But just to be in safer side, we are just taking a backup of the folder. Suppose if anything else happens or corrupted, then it's better to have it. And then change the host name on the node 1 side deployment manager server index.xml file. We need to know this, actually. When you have a deployment manager federated to 10 or 15 nodes, the deployment manager server index.xml file will be stored on all the nodes. Suppose if you have 15 nodes, all 15 nodes will have server index.xml file of deployment manager. So you need to go to the node level, profile name, config, cell, node, deployment manager node, then open the server index, and that's going to have the old host name, because it was federated to a whole machine, so it's going to have the old hostname. So you can manually modify the hostname, or you can use one of the tools we discussed about to do it using the WSL scripting or whatever tool you want to use. So modify the hostname, save the file, then start the deployment manager. Maybe I missed a step over here, but you have to start the deployment manager on the new machine, and stop the deployment manager on the old machine. That's also very important, so we don't want any conflict happen at the same time. So make sure you shut down the deployment manager on the old system, start the deployment on the new system, and manually run a sync node. And if it works, you are perfectly all right. Just move on to every node 1, node 2, node 3, node 4, and repeat the same step. Just on the node side. I mean, step 3, you have to follow it on all other nodes. Modify the server index.xml file of the deployment manager and do a sync. If sync works, you mean you have migrated your deployment manager configuration successfully to your new machine. If sync fails, you might have missed any of the step, or you might have not modified properly, or you might have corrupted few files. Those are the few symptoms. But I have tested many times. I never ran into any problem. It was all smooth, right? So I would expect you to go through the same. But do not do it directly on your production. Maybe you may come across, maybe your configuration may be a little different, or few other files or whatever. You may come across some other problems. So do it on your development or your another test system or wherever you want before you planning to do it on your production. And also, it's good to search with the host name or with the node name or a cell name under the entire config folder so that you will be 100% sure. So let's move on to slide 16. So here we are going to talk about just to migrate the node alone. How I have Deployment Manager running fine, have two nodes running fine, but one node is very slow. I got an old hardware and I want to move just the node from one system to another system. So how I can do it, right? So the steps are, the step one, as usual, run backup config tool on Deployment Manager just to be in safer side. And on the old node, just where you want to replace, right? Go to the old machine and run a backup config tool and remove the node from Deployment Manager. So we are completely wiping out the node from the Deployment Manager. So Deployment Manager, after you remove the node, is going to know only about one node actually now. One node is wiped out. And then go to a new machine and install and upgrade the node to the same level, same install location with the same node name. Cell name, it doesn't matter because it doesn't have to be the same cell name, because when you federate the new node to a Deployment Manager, the Deployment Manager is going to push that cell name to your node. So do not install your new node with the Deployment Manager cell name. You give whatever cell name you want other than Deployment Manager cell name. But make sure you give the same node name as your old node name and install it on the same location on your new hardware, and then federate, use the add node command to add it to the Deployment Manager. Once it is done, let's move on to step 4. On Deployment Manager, top D manager, remove all temp files. Temp files, usually we are talking about profile name WS temp, profile name temp directory. And remove all the files in there and restore the backup config taken on D manager. Think about it. We taken the backup of the Deployment Manager before even we ran remove node or anything. That was a very fresh copy before even you started migrating anything. So you've taken a backup of the Deployment Manager. Now after that, we removed the node, we added the node. It means when you remove a node, it's going to take all the resource or whatever related to the node. It's all gone, right? Once you add a node, this is a very fresh node. Only similarity is the node name is same. But it's not going to have any information. It's just an empty template we are just adding into the Deployment Manager. And it's federated. Now, we are just going to restore the Deployment Manager. So what happens here? It's going to take all your backup files related to your existing node, the old node. It's going to put all the information back there. So now the node will have all the information back on the Deployment Manager. So then we need to go to step 5. Then, and on the step 4, make sure you modify the host name in the node server index.xml file, because the node that you added recently might have a different host name. So once it's federated to the D manager, it's going to have the same host name. And when you do a restore, the old host name will be wiped out, the new host name. So you have to manually go to the server index.xml file and modify the host name. And then run a sync node to the new node. It's going to push all your old configuration back to your new machine. So now it's back to normal. You got whatever configuration you had on your old machine is on your new machine now. So let's move on to slide 17. So these are the steps how you can migrate both Deployment Manager and the node. These steps are a little easier than the previous one, because that we need to remember a few things to modify or whatever. This is a little simpler when compared to that. If you want to move everything, right? I just want to migrate all my nodes and all my Deployment Manager. On the old system machine, run a backup config as usual on your Deployment Manager and move the backup file from your old machine to new machine. And on the new machine, just for Deployment Manager, the same usual step, install, upgrade to the same level of Deployment Manager, make sure node name and cell names are same, same install location, everything same. For a node, the same thing, new machine and node 1, install the same location, same version, and node name is same, but not the cell name, as I said earlier. now federate the Node 1 to Deployment Manager. It's all now a fresh template. We are just, you already have a whole system. We are not even disturbing it now. We are just playing around with another two or five system, new system, just installing, federating the Deployment Manager to the Deployment Manager. So repeat the same on all nodes. Let's move on to slide 18. So on the new machine, once you federated all the new nodes to the Deployment Manager, now restore the backup configuration using restore config. So what happens now? It's going to, on the old machine, whatever configuration you had, it's going to be sitting on the new machine now, just on the Deployment Manager. All the information from your old machine on your new machine now. If you follow all the procedure, as I said, the same cell name, same node name, same location, you don't have to modify any files except the server index.xml file, which will have your host name. So you have to go to each and every node folder under profile, profile name, cell name, nodes folder. Go into each and every folder, open the server index, and modify the host name of the new machine. Suppose you have 10 nodes, you need to open each and every node and put the new host name in that server index.xml file. And once it is done, just go to one node first, machine 1, node 1, whatever. You have to go into the node level also and then modify the server index file to reflect the new host name. This is not for the node 1 server index we are talking about. Let's just talk about two nodes federated to the Deployment Manager, right? You federated two nodes to a Deployment Manager and you restore the config on the D-Manager. D-Manager will have all the old configuration in the new machine now. But the node, both the two nodes, is still having the new configuration. It does not have any other configuration. So when you run a sync node, I mean, it's not mandatory to do the step 5 bullet 1, because when you run a sync node, it's going to push all the information back to your node. But sometimes it will try to load the server index of all other nodes as well, and it may read the host name, and there may be some conflict between the host name on the node and host name on the Deployment Manager side. So either you can try running a sync node before following the bullet one. If it fails, then probably you can open the server index.xml file on the node side, like whatever you have done on the D manager, right? Modifying the host name for all nodes, you may have to do the same on this as well. And once it's successful on one node, repeat the same step for all other nodes. Let's move on to slide 19. This is another way of modifying or moving the Deployment Manager and node. This is another simplest way of doing it. I'm not going to go in depth of it because I don't want to confuse you more, but this is not much recommended. But just on a testing or something, you just want to really do it quick, right? I just want to push everything from that system to other system. I don't want to spend much time modifying the files and all, right? So what you can do is on a old machine, run a backup the same. On a new machine, install, upgrade, all same old. Nothing changed here. And restore the configuration using restore config tool. It's all on the Deployment Manager. And just modify the server index to have the new host name. Just everything, we are doing it on the Deployment Manager. Let's move on to slide 820. So on the new machine, node, install and upgrade node 1, restore. You are restoring the backup of the node now. We are not talking about the Deployment Manager. On the old machine, you are running a backup of the node and you are moving it to a new machine of the node and then just restoring it. And just modify the server index of the host name in the server index.xml file and then run a sync node. That's it. This is actually pretty much like you are copying the files from one system to another new system and just modifying the host name. Like we are, instead of adding, removing the node and adding all those stuff, we are just moving the files from one system to another system. And if the sync works, pretty much it should be fine. But if the sync fails, probably then... I never tested it. I hope it works actually, but So as I said, probably I won't recommend you to try this step at all. I thought probably can give you a quick step, but I'm still not 100% comfortable in proceeding further on this step actually. So let's move on to slide 21. So standalone profile. If you have a just base profile, you don't have to do anything. We have a tool called Admin Task Export WAS Profile, and unfortunately, this tool works only for the base application server. So you can just run this Admin Task Export WAS Profile. It's going to export the entire profile in a car file, go to your new machine, and install same location, same thing, and you can say Admin Task Import WAS Profile to import the car file into that machine. Make sure the profile name is same on the old and new machine as well, so that the import would go fine. Actually, import WAS profile, it would expect to put the profile with the same name. So you may have to modify just the server index.xml file. We talk about server index many times because that file is going to have your host name, and that file is corrupted, your server itself won't come up actually. So this is very easy step. Or you can also use the backup config tool. Run it on the old machine, check it to your new machine, restore it, and just modify the server index. You are good to go. So let's move on to slide 22. So there are a few frequently asked questions. I thought about it. I thought probably I can share with you. Can I, instead of doing all this migration, why should I do it, right? Can I just copy over the entire install route from one machine to another machine? No, it's not supported and it's not going to work. Because if you copy over, say when you do installation, it's going to update a lot of files like BPD property files, NIP registries, and other registry files on your OS system. So if you just copy over the configuration or the entire install route from one system to other system, it's not even going to come up. So can I copy over the entire profile config file folder instead of running a restore config, backup config? I mean, why do we even want to do it, right? I mean, you have a tool which is going to do all this, which is going to validate, which is going to check all for you. Why do you want to manually do it? But manually doing it, it would work. I don't expect it to fail. But since you already have a tool available, it's going to do extra validation, I would go with the tool, not manually. Can I run backup config on Windows and restore it on other OS? We discussed about it. Like from any OS to any OS, you should be able to restore it. But it may fail the restore config. Probably you can run the restore config with -4 option to force the configuration to put on a different OS. But make sure you open the variables.xml file to modify the WAS install root on user install root. But that's because you cannot install it on the same location. It's definitely going to be on different location. So you need to modify the variables.xml file. So I'm running as server as non-root user. Does backup config save the file permission? No. It's not going to restore or save any of your file permission or ownership permission. If you're running as WAS admin or any other user, after you restore the configuration, you need to go back to the new system and modify it manually. Another question was like, I lost everything on my configuration, all or corrupted or destroyed, but I just have the config folder or the config backup config of deployment manager. Can I get the system back up running? Yes, you should be. As long as you just have deployment manager config folder or the configuration, even if you have lost all your configuration, all your nodes, all deployment manager, we can bring it back to where it was. It may take a little while, I mean, because manual work, a lot of manual work. You have to copy over the file to all and run the install, I mean, run the sync and make sure it works and all those stuff. But definitely we should be able to back up your system back up and running. And let's move on to slide 23. So pretty much we discussed about everything. Like we talked about the repository migration. What are the ways of repository migration? One is just repository migration of deployment manager alone. We talked about and migrating the node alone from one system to another system. So all you have to remember is from one system to another system when you move, you install on the new machine, same OS, oh, not the same OS, same version, same node name, same cell name for deployment manager. And then back up here, restore the configuration on the new machine, and change the host name. Pretty much that's the basic thing we have been doing for all deployment managers, for all nodes and everything. Maybe one or two steps may be a little different. Maybe running a sync node, modifying the server index on the node side as well. But other than that, the steps are pretty much similar for all things, all node and deployment manager migration. And we talked about backup config and restore config tools. Pretty powerful tool as long as you have the backup of your config folder. I've been telling many times, but that's a fact. You should be able to back your system. I mean, anything happens, you're fine. How you can rename the node, how you can rename the cell and host. I mean, even though you use any of the tools, whatever checklist I have given, make sure you go to the files or search for the hostname on your entire config folder or even the property folder and make sure that's not there. If you see any old names, probably you can go there and manually modify it. And how you can migrate the manager and nodes and how we can migrate the standalone profile. We talked about it. Now let's move on to slide 24. So for any additional SPL product resources, you can go to all these links for more information about Vespier product and resources. Two, for Vespier upcoming technical exchange, go to this link. And for any latest trend in Vespier technology and implementation, probably you can go to the developer work Vespier community. And to join the global Vespier user group, you can go to this link. And other information also, probably you can just follow it and you can go to this link for more information. And let's move on to slide 25. And probably I'll give the presentation back to Joseph before we start the Q&A. And Joseph?
Thank you, Kumaran, for a great presentation. At this point in time, Julie, we would like to open the lines for questions.
We have a question from Dan Rosenzweig. Your line is open.
Hi, thank you for the presentation. A number of times it was mentioned about like simply updating the server index.xml. I mean, in our environment, we have 24 blades, not all of which are used at a time, but most of which are, and they're also homed on about four different networks. So the point is, even stuff like the ports are not all mapped to the default host name. Some of them are mapped to some of the other networks. So there seems to be quite a number of places where we would need to change things. From what you're saying, it sounds like it's a manual or user scripted, if we want to script something, way of doing things. Are there any type of tools to help assist that, or if we want to automate that in some fashion, we need to work on a script from scratch? And we even have two application servers, per each of these blades, so it's even more of an issue. But yeah, go on. Sorry.
Yeah. So unfortunately, as I said, like only the tools like change admin host, the admin task tool, you can say interactive and you can give the new name. Or if you want to do it automated, there is a link on slide 14 or 15, like just under the repository migration, that will have the sample script of modifying all this. So you don't have to start from the scratch. You can use the script in the developer work article just to modify the host name. That is pretty much going to modify the hostname in the server index.xml file. So you can use the script, the existing script already. But even after you're doing that, maybe you can open the file server index and verify and make sure everything what's supposed to be. Because I believe in tools, but specifically with this hostname information and all, because if anything screws up, it's going to screw up the entire configuration. I mean, because the server may not come up, and sometimes the parser cannot parse the XML entries, and we have seen so many issues, actually. That's why I would say better to take a backup configuration and then use the already existing scripting, run it. If you want to automate, right, just run it. and then make sure it all modified in the server index.xml file. But unfortunately, there is no other tool to validate or anything like that.
Okay. Okay, well, I'll take a look at the scripts of that page and go from there. Thank you.
Thanks.
The next question is from Sachin Jain.
Hey, hi. First of all, thanks for the presentation. I have a question. You mentioned that, like, before doing this whole repository migration, we have to first install the binaries and probably create the base profile. But I have a question that is it possible if we have to, you know, kind of migrate this whole binary installation directory from one machine to other machine, and, you know, in this case, if hardware as well as OS is same, can that be done?
Anything is possible. I mean, your binaries, including your all applications that deployed on the old machine, are going to be in the config folder. The config folder will have all the information about your applications and mappings too.
Okay.
So it's going to have information about, okay, suppose if you have 10 nodes and the application mapped to 20 clusters or whatever, right? All the informations are going to be on the deployment manager config folder. So when you go to the new machine and install the same version, same OS, and then do a federate or whatever, right? Then once when you do a sync node on the new machine, that time from the deployment manager configuration, everything is going to be pushed to your node. So whatever you had on your old system, you are going to get it on your new system. Everything. Pretty much.
Okay. But, you know, I guess my question is, I am not talking here about the configuration folder. I am actually talking about mainly the VAS binaries, which you first install and then you create profiles. So that's what I was trying to wonder. For example, in our environment, that, you know, usually the things are like you install VAS binaries and then you create profile. So rather than installing the binaries now on another machine, we would like to actually copy that whole base profile as well as the binary from one machine to another machine and then probably kind of create different JVMs on that, you know, another new machine.
Why do you want the binaries?
I mean, I am just trying to wonder that, because that way it would, you know, help us in our installation procedure, because then we don't have to go through of installing the binaries and all that. We can just, you know, kind of tar it up and copy it to another machine, and later on, as and when, you know, on need basis, we can create new JVMs in that new, you know, this whole configuration as well as the binary which we copied to the new machine. Like, for example, you know, we start rolling out VAS 7, which we plan in our future, and that we have different, you know, LPARs. Like, it's a AIX shop here. So, like, we have one LPAR A, and then, you know, we're going to install the same VAS binaries, and probably we're going to have a single node profile on another machine. So rather than doing the whole installation on every individual machine, what we would prefer that we can just copy the binaries as well, the base profile, and then later on, based on the need of every LPAR, we create new JVMs.
Oh, I mean, it might or it might not work. That's one of the questions frequently asked. I say, like, if you cannot copy, because if you don't install, it's not going to be in any of your registry.
Yeah, but I understand. But one of the things which I have heard, like, starting VAS 6.1, that usually IBM allows to kind of install the binaries without non-root, with non-root user. So in any case, if you are installing it with non-root user, your OS registry is not being updated.
Yeah, but as I said, probably you can try,
okay.
but it's not that I'm very comfortable with, you know.
Okay.
I mean, because any time, I mean, if you're planning to go with the production, right,
yeah,
definitely I won't recommend. But if you're doing it under your development box.
Yeah, that's what. The main,
then if, see, as long as after you copy over, if you can start the servers, if you can do a sync, you
okay,
can see the status of all your servers,
okay,
and the application in the console,
okay,
you are good to go.
you really don't have to worry about it. Only problem you might see when you try to uninstall the product, it may not uninstall. You may have to manually again remove it.
Yeah.
That is the problem you may have. But as long as you can just bring up all the servers, synchronize and everything, you are fine. But as I said, I don't think you will find anywhere says it's supported. So if you say if I want to do it in production, I would say no. I mean, if you do it, and somehow if you want to figure it out, then we say, okay, this is out of configuration. So
I just have another thing, pretty small, that this whole thing which you talked about copying, you know, configuration and all that, I think this whole thing applies that if you already have, say, for example, a complete configuration, let's say hypothetically one deployment manager and two nodes, and then now you want to create another set of, want to create exact replica like this in another environment wherein you can have two nodes and one deployment manager, that in that case it's going to work. Am I correct?
Yeah, it's definitely going to work. Yeah. You can make a replica of the same on all the systems. But only thing, you're going to change the host name on all the systems so that none of the system will talk with other team manager and all. So
yeah, actually, we here prefer having the node name as well as the host name same. So this makes our life very easy so that we don't have to do a lot of changes.
Definitely.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Sachin.
We have no further questions.
Thank you, Julie. At this time, we will conclude the presentation.